You may have noticed the three wise men, the Magi, who have shown up in our nativity scene here in the church. They have a whole entourage with them, including their animals, an elephant, a camel, and a horse. They've probably arrived at your nativity scenes at home, too. There's always a lot of color and richness and diversity that's added to our nativity scenes because these Magi do represent the diversity of peoples from all the nations who are called to worship the Lord Jesus and to bring him their gifts. Now, we know that the name Magi is what the ancient Medes and Persians gave to priests who were highly esteemed by the people and sought after as advisors by lords and kings. But I'd like to consider today who they were as persons. What were their motivations and how did they act, based on the few things that we know of them from today's passage in the Gospel of Matthew? First of all, we hear that they were seekers of the truth. They studied the stars of the sky, their movements and meanings, but they also had some knowledge of the Hebrew people and perhaps their scriptures too. The Magi were willing to follow the truth wherever it led them, even if that truth led them away from their homeland and caused them to experience some hardship and deprivation on a long journey. We can also tell from the gospel that there seemed to be an openness about the Magi, and perhaps a little innocence about them as well. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were completely transparent about why they were there. They said they had come to pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews. They seemed to have no inkling of the political complications associated with the question they were asking throughout Jerusalem. Again, they were just after the truth, and that caused them to have a single-minded innocence in their search. And with that innocence and purity of intention came joy. We hear how the Magi were overjoyed at seeing the star again after they had left Jerusalem and were on their way to Bethlehem. And when they did finally find Jesus, the Christ child whom they had been seeking, they were generous to him. They opened their treasures and gave him gifts that were befitting a king, God, and a human being who would die. Now, a couple of things that the church fathers say about the Magi and their journey to Christ are also helpful to us as we celebrate this solemnity of the Epiphany. First of all, St. Augustine said that the star was an exterior language such that it attracted the wise men's attention and awoke their faith. God does speak to all peoples, and this Feast of the Epiphany is when we celebrate in the church that all the nations, Gentiles as well as Jews, have a Savior in Jesus Christ and are included in God's plan of salvation. Our other readings for today's Mass express this very well. From the book of the prophet Isaiah, we heard that nations shall walk by your light and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes, Jerusalem, and look about. They all gather and come to you. In our responsorial song, we sang together, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. And in the letter to the Ephesians, we heard St. Paul proclaim, the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Two other church fathers, St. Justin and St. John Chrysostom, taught that the Magi were also prompted by an inner light which moved them to inquire further. God can be found through creation, that external language that speaks to the human person by its truth and beauty. But there is also, and more surely, the inner light that comes from the Holy Spirit. Christian spirituality has often taken the Star of Bethlehem as the image of the Lord's call to each one of us. As in the case of the Magi, when a person follows his or her vocation, all the roads of work, family, recreation, and interests, and even suffering, come together to bring them to God. The whole of life becomes a journey toward Jesus. That is what the Magi are meant to show us. So as we begin this new calendar year of 2022, the three wise men give us a plan to follow and some good points to remember. First, we always keep learning about this world in which we live, for it reflects God's goodness, and every truth we may discover ultimately comes from God and leads to God. We study the scriptures especially and listen for God's voice there and seek the face of Jesus in our meditations. We remember to be willing to follow wherever God's truth may lead us, even to unexpected places and on difficult journeys. God does want to stretch us at times beyond our comfort zones for His and our greater glory. We do well to have an innocence about us, like children of God that we are, to be honest and straightforward with those around us. We try to be generous with God and with others. Like the Magi, when we open our treasures to Christ, He will give us something infinitely more valuable in return. And we rejoice. We find joy in the signs of God's nearness to us as He guides us along our journey through this life. We each have a star in Bethlehem leading us to the world's hope, externally in the gospel and internally in the light of the Holy Spirit. And finally, my brothers and sisters, let us follow the Magi's good example by prostrating ourselves before our King, for He is here, especially in the Eucharist, and He is the light and the Savior of all the nations.